This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Time now to get the G-Bag Nation rolling. It is a Masters Thursday. It's a big sports Thursday. Okay, and I hope you had at least a good time listening to the game here on The Fan throughout the afternoon, thinking, man, eventually they're going to get something going. But again and again and again, the Rangers batters, they were quiet. And you're going to have those games where, you know, it's just nothing's clicking. That's what we experienced today. One last night, one hit today, boys.
Unreal, man. I mean, you did go up against some buzzsaw pitching. Was not a good representation from your bats. Which is surprising, because if you're going to tell me that the Rangers pitchers have 14 combined Ks, four hits, one run, Rangers should win that game 9 times out of 10. Honestly, yeah. You would think 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So, yes, I understand the frustration. You don't want to lose to the A's. It's a long season, though, and the Rangers are still in a very good position with a wounded Houston team that you are going to be playing against. And the Rangers have had really, really good luck there at Minute Maid Park, dating back to the ALCS, of course. We were hoping that wouldn't continue with the Astros coming into our house. You get a split. Now you got to go in there and take care of business and win that series over the weekend.
Yeah, two hungry teams coming into Houston, man, because the Astros absolutely just crapped down their legs today. A historical, nice. Just a historical disaster.
I think Brown just got
in their
two
white
outs.
Unis.
Hunter Brown, yeah, and the baby Grays, which okay. Can sometimes even feel like it's worse. Nice. 9 runs, 11 hits, from my experience, and one walk in .2 IPs.
That
baby.
One day working at the apartment complex,
that is
when the bag of poo just shattered on you.
That was a bad day. That was a really bad day. But I'd still rather do that every day for the rest of my life than do what Hunter Brown just did on
Agreed.
The bump. He disrespected the uniform. That's what he did, and I love when people disrespect that uniform.
Yes. Well, salute to
he's Adoles. My guy.
Salute to Adoles for getting the one hit. And preventing the ultimate disrespect to the Rangers uniform, mm-hmm. which would be getting no hit by the A's, damn near happened. But hey, you still take the L, a 1-0. I think some of it's bad luck. You know, the Ranger bullpen obviously cost you a couple already with Leclerc, and that's just freakishly horrible to have happen. But, you know, their bats are going quiet at some weird times as well, and I don't think both those things are going to be happening simultaneously as much as we've had to see them over the last 4 or 5 days. Jordan Montgomery fires his agent, Scott Boras, for how things went with his negotiation. You know, he's like at Arizona, just hacked off. He's not with the Rangers. And he was one of the Boras 4 with Matt Chapman, Cody Bellinger, and Blake Snell that all wound up getting deals well below free agency projections. And he's been playing that hand awful strong. MLB pretty much called his bluff across the board this year, and he's losing clients as a result.
Yeah, man, he's always been the agent that can sell these wild dreams and astronomical numbers and years to these players, and he more often than not he comes through. And I don't know if they were all on the phone together talking about it or if it was just a silent understanding. We're not doing biz with this Boras bleep hole anymore.
Yeah, we'll get maybe more on this a little bit later on. A proper round tripper coming up at 6 o'clock with the Woolly Bully brought to you by Uber Eats. We're buzzing through everything that's been transpiring in the world of sports since last night and through today. Congrats to Baylor.
Sick 'em.
Man, yes, that's right. Scott Drew has decided
to stay. Or is it bear down?
Sick 'em.
I think it's bear up, actually. That's what they do with the hand,
should
right?
be.
Yeah, that's
yeah, we
the,
can bear
that's the
up
alternate call. Turns down interest from Kentucky. The 2021 national champion winning head coach he's sticking around. He said no to his good buddy Mitch Barnhart, the flipping AD over there. Wifey is from that area. He's like, nope, we're staying in Waco. What a dub and a half right there, Wolchuk.
It's a huge win for the Bears. I wasn't surprised. I thought maybe Scott Drew would stay at Baylor. I'm sure yesterday we talked about the lunch that he had with one of their big boosters and donors.
I'm
sure he had a little conversation of like, look, guys, here's the deal. I'm going to have this flirtation. Did what all good coaches do, like their agents do, where you parlay this and either it's a raise or go ahead and pump some more NIL money into the program here so we can go ahead and keep some of these dudes at home and make sure our recruiting gets a little bit of a bump and an uptick as well. So I don't know where Kentucky's going to pivot. BYU's coach now, I think, has been rumored as a possible candidate. But Will Chambers, I'm sure, is beside himself. I think he would have loved some Scott Drew.
What are they? Okay, so I think Kentucky is going to be kicking around Billy Donovan a little bit because he's coaching the Baton Rouge Bulls right now.
That would make a lot of sense to go get Billy.
So if you're a coach, now with the NIL stuff, I mean, you make a point over there, Walchuk. It's not just about your own money now. It's about the money we got for the players.
Right. You're not going to get the talent if you're not willing to open up the checkbook.
So what do? You say, okay, well, how big's the budget here? And then you decide what percentage of it you want for yourself and what percentage is going to the NIL. It's how you lay it out?
Guys,
is it 80-20?
Only so much of that pie to go around.
I don't know. I think the highest payroll right now, NIL-wise, is $4 million. So I think the coaches are still getting a bit more. But I don't know how much longer that's going to last.
Hey, Will Chambers, not beside himself, just texted me, said, I'm not. I guess he didn't want Scott Drew. Who do you want then, Will? Where's Kentucky going? Where's the pivot?
Mavs. Whoever they get will be the guy he wanted the whole time.
Probably. I think Kentucky's just bleeped now, like they were before John Calipari got there, and they were just kind of an average team.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You know, as a championship level university with that much history, anything short of, you know, just re-kicking on the dynasty feels like such an epic letdown. Ruins your sports experience. Okay, Mavs won, Clippers have lost, which means it's just one game now with two to go. I don't know if you'd rather have the extra rest or home court against the Clippers. One way or another, it looks like you're going to have to play Denver in round two as they beat Minnesota last night. And look damn good doing it. But the Mavs have clinched the division. New Orleans can't catch them. Clippers will host the Jazz tomorrow. The Mavericks will host Detroit. I think, you know, both teams win, and you just go in as the five and look to do damage in L.A. as you always have. But check it out. The Mavs have 50 wins, exceeding almost everybody's expectations.
Dude, that's two 50-win seasons now for Jay Kidd. I mean, look, I've been critical of him this year. Certainly things have turned around, and I think he deserves to be applauded. And I will eat crow and apologize. We'll see what happens in the postseason. Now, he did a great job coaching in the postseason 2 years ago. I guess for the Mavs, it is interesting. I think you got to just see how this plays out. You try and beat Detroit. You've got to win both those games, but you need the Clippers to also lose both. So let's say you beat Detroit, but then the Clippers also get the win at Utah. Then it just doesn't matter going into that OKC game. You know you're going to be the 5 seed. But otherwise, I would like to play to get the home court in that 4 seed.
Interesting. I saw from Grant Afseth the NBA leaders in road winning percentage, you actually have the Clippers at 4 and the Mavs at 5. So they're both.
Would you rather get the Clippers have the home court, so game 7? Hey, you know what? You're at home. We're not having you go on the road.
I mean, honestly, yeah, their record might show that they're a better road team than home team, perhaps. But I think you obviously always want home court advantage. So you still work for it, but both of these teams are really good road teams.
Right on. 3 games left for the Stars. Big one tonight against Winnipeg. They're up 5 on Colorado, 4 on Vancouver for the top seed. So they could clinch everything with a win, and they could clinch the division with a tie.
Might be sneaking over to the AAC after this. Let's go to that game. I just got the text from Gary.
Okay.
Big G.
What's up, Gary?
Gary gets some sweet tickets sometimes. He's like, dude, can you go to the Stars game tonight? I was like, man, I don't know. We've got great news on the baby. She just did the car seat test. We could possibly get her home tomorrow. Let me text wifey and see. Wifey,
this is your last free night then.
You know what? You can go ahead and go. Just meet me at the hospital afterwards. So I think I'm going to sneak over with Gary to the AAC, watch the Stars clinch this division.
Atta baby.
Okay, DeChambeau leads. It's definitely a DFW sports takeover on the Masters leaderboard. Scheffler won off the pace through 16. He's sitting there 6 under par. They've been throwing darts at these saturated greens all afternoon. Danny Willett's at 4 under, the Brit. But Will Zalatoris back from injury, the Birdman from Plano, 3 under through 17. He's 4 off the pace as well. So you got 3 DFW guys right there inside the top 4. Pretty special.
Love it. Love it. Man, I was thinking about throwing Willie Z. Did you guys jump in on our?
I went with Will Zalatoris. He was my top golfer. Yeah, because I think his first time ever at the Masters, he finished runner-up. Incredible. So he placed his course well.
It involved a couple of spreadsheet situations. Dawson, I don't know if you wanted to mess with it or not.
I looked into it, but I was too late. I was too late, you know.
You were researching so hard, time got away from you.
You know, and I always pick with my heart in these things, so I would have gone with Tiger, who birdied one, but then bogeyed, I think, four. He's sitting at even par here on his front nine, so it's a Masters weekend. We're excited to be watching that. You know, Brian brought us, he took the day off just to watch this damn thing.
He did.
And that's how much of a golfer.
Because that loser couldn't get in.
Well, that's true, but draft show, he did it at the Star, and he was wearing his baby blue or powder blue Masters hoodie.
Yeah. He loves that hoodie. It's a damn good hoodie. He looks great.
And his undies.
Yeah.
He'd have been holding his Masters umbrella if it hadn't got stolen with his truck.
I wonder if he made himself some pimento cheese sandwiches. That's very true. I forgot about that.
Oh, he loves that umbrella. He missed that umbrella.
He did. They got him that day. It's time now for a sports hodgepodge, Chief. Where are you going to take us?
Well, it'll feature your Thursday blaster to Masters next year in the nation.